Everyone, our guest is Marley Music. How's it going? What's happening?
How's it going, man?
Hey.
I'm excited. What's going on, Star Radio?
Hey, you are what's going on? Hey, the second coming.
Yeah.
How excited are you about the second coming?
I'm very excited. The second coming has been in the making for a very, very long time, and it's been like, I don't even know what, trying not to leak it before the release date. But to God be the glory, it was done, and everything that we were expecting has totally been surpassed. So I'm excited about all of the feedback and the turnout. I mean, what can you expect when you're doing Kingdom Music, you know?
Right. How would you describe Marley Music? Who is Marley Music?
Marley Music is an humble servant that loved music and decided to say yes, and God took over from there. That's all it was. So I'm on a ride just like y'all. He's amazing me too.
Marley, with your talent, you could be doing mainstream music.
Yes, sir.
Why gospel? Why inspirational?
Why? Yeah. Because it's not popular to say no. You got to take the road less taken, the narrow road. So that's the easy way out. And you can't serve God and mammon. So I think I'm going to choose God on this one. So that's how the mainstream can do it. And the industry is vicious. It's nasty. They take advantage of you. Everybody's in it for themselves. So at least you can expect a little integrity and dignity and have covering over yourself while doing Kingdom Music and still making music just as good, paving the way and making it cooler so somebody with as much talent later can say yes because the doors have already been opened, you know?
You were a child prodigy.
Wow.
At age 5, you wrote your first song.
Yes. I don't want to speak on that.
Hey, you learned the acoustic guitar.
Yes.
The electric bass.
Yes.
Wow. While other people, young people like you, were probably out playing and doing everything else, what captured your attention to make you want to do something like that at an early age?
The feel of it. There's a certain feeling. There's a release. And it was an outlet that allowed me to be able to speak, and not only speak but to be heard. So, and one thing I love about music, it's all pretty equal. Everyone's pretty equal in it. So you all get the same opportunity at the beginning of a song for to be respected in what you're saying. You're not viewed as a child. You're not viewed as a man or a woman, whatever. It's all about what you have to say. So that's what got me there, and I'm still here kicking.
Hey. With the second coming, why would an artist want to sort of stretch the boundaries?
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, why not? I mean, for everything to be done and for the traditional sound to already be made, why, you know, keep doing the same thing? It's time to stretch it, to recreate, to go past. And at the same time, choosing to do this for gospel and for ministry and evangelizing, I don't want it to be anybody that loves music, period, that I can't reach. So there should be no reason why I shouldn't have a genre of music that could reach absolutely any and everybody that I meet. I don't want to have that excuse, you know?
Our guest, my boy Marley Music, the YouTube hit, Available.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and the way you, spell Available, okay? Tell us about that. What do you mean?
About the YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, we do that all the time. We turn the radio off or get an acoustic and we just sing. And it just so happened that's when YouTube was really, really getting hot. And my friend Tremaine, he just decided to post it. And next thing you know, it's just on top. So I don't know how that happened, but I'm glad it did. Thank you, God.
Hey, I heard that. The song, I Hate You. Tell us
about
that. Tell us about that.
Oh, man, you can't serve two masters. Either you love one or hate the other. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things inside of me that aren't of God. And with my having a heart after God and having a relationship with him, I hate anything that he hates or anything that's inside me that'll separate me from him. And I had a absolute, honest, burning passion in my emotion of fury and anger against those things. And I thought it was wrong because too many people aren't preaching on that, and it's not permitted because we're people of love. But when I read that scripture, it just okayed it. And for anybody that agreed with me, it was just a leap of faith, and God promised that he would put fire on it and he would charge his kingdom with the song. He definitely uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, so I'm so glad about that song, and a lot of people can relate to it.
Being a songwriter, a producer, you're in the studio, you love making music, you're a musician, what are you more comfortable at, being in the studio or on the road in front of folks?
Man, two are completely different. It's nothing like that stage, but you got to be able to prepare it, you know. So, I don't know. The studio is endless. I love the studio because the possibilities are endless, but I love the stage because of the intimacy, the fact that you're there and I can see the reaction. I could see the investment and, you know, all the things can make manifest right in front of your eyes. So, I don't know the answer to that question because they are so very different, but so very important.
In the final minutes, sell folks on going out to pick up the second coming. Why should they do that?
Why should you get that? Because it'll telegraph where the kingdom is going. And if you're part of the kingdom, I believe that everybody should know where the kingdom is going. There's a huge part of the generation and a huge just level of people who are cut off from another. We're so divided inside of the kingdom, it's ridiculous. But God is going to do what he has to do anyway. So I encourage everybody to get the second coming, to see the relativity in the music, to experience the new genre, lifestyle music, which encourages a lifestyle of truth and, you know, and then strengthens everything inside of us, you know, that deals with that. And it's just good music. It's downright good music. Saved or not, get it.
Hey, Marley, where can they pick it up at?
Oh, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, just go get it. It's in all of these stores. It's going to be in iTunes, at the beginning of next week. So definitely go in there and download, get your cards ready, and let's keep this thing going.
All right, let's do it. Marley Music. The name, Marley Music, how'd you get that?
Well, coming up, I used to always sing, like you said, being young, doing music all the time. And whenever I would do music, my mom would call me Molly. Molly, 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 this, Molly, that. So Molly kind of identified me musically, but Molly grew up. Amen. Yeah.
I heard that.
Now I do it for God, and I kind of take it, and it's a brand. It's a movement of everything. So Molly Music just kind of fit it, flow.
Remember the name, pick up the project,
yeah.
Second coming, Molly Music. Molly, it's been a pleasure, man.
Same here. Please give me back.
Will do. Molly Music, our guest on Star 94.1.